Hey, how you doing? Good. Katie, can you put a little music under this? I mean, really soft. I'll be at Helium the 21st of March through the 24th. Excited about that. Preston and Steve, I'm on my way. I'm walking from L.A. I'm leaving right now. Had a great time in D.C., a lot of cool people. Hey, Blabbermouth, we wrote a song about your tweet. We didn't even hear from you. Chad, you're painting houses. We didn't hear from you. All right, here's going to be the long part that will lead in today's show with our guest, James Adomian. From now, I always repeat things a lot, obviously, especially this, because I want to put the way I feel about the tweets or the emails right next to when I sort of complain about one. I never feel like, why do people write it? You know the way I feel if you've heard me before. It's always like, you write it, I get it. It's a great way for people to communicate. Sometimes it's positive. Sometimes it's incredibly constructive. Sometimes it's mean-spirited. But, you know, it is what it is. So with that in mind, Tyler Simpson wrote, basically, hey, how long are you going to, after you came out on the Marc Maron show, how long are you going to keep talking about it? And this leads me to two interesting things. That's right. One, sometimes people tweet things and then I respond to them and then they're kind enough to go, hey, oh, I didn't mean it that way, which is really cool. That's why I don't want to be too aggressive here. But sometimes they write, you know, sometimes they do mean what they tweet. But when they don't, to me, that's even odder because, hey, I'm sure this affects your own life. I'm sure you're writing emails to friends and you have no idea how you come off. So, Tyler, if you meant, no, I wish you wouldn't keep talking about it, then I'm going to respond to that, if that's what you meant, as it sounded. I'm going to talk about it for fucking ever. I don't want it to consume every show, which it hasn't, but because my regular life, it doesn't consume every day. Sometimes it has nothing to do with my day. Sometimes it's 10% of my day. I'm going to talk about it forever. When is Jon Stewart going to stop talking about things that bother him? But I think there's also a chance this person's going, oh, I didn't mean it that way. Then think about when you write something, how it sounds. You know, things get lost in translation. Look at your, I do it sometimes. I go to write somebody something. I go, this is something I need to say verbally. The tone is lost. You're reading it with a tone in your head. It gets lost. I can't imagine how this one would have been lost in translation, but whatever. And here's the other thing before we roll in the show. Since I asked people not to use the word gay on the Marc Maron show, you know what I mean, in the way that we were talking about using it, getting a lot of emails from people, and I'm reading them, and I'm reading every single one of them, and I just want you to know that you might, and this has a lot to do with today's show, sometimes I read them and I'm like, well, that's a really great point. Other times I don't see it, but the way that you're going to see it when it does make sense is certainly by not dismissing it right away. And I don't. But when you bring something up and then I continue to do it on the show, it doesn't mean I dismissed it. It means I read it, I took it in. And let me tell you something, when I take it in, that means I really think about it sometimes 2, 3, 4 days a week. And then sometimes I say, no, that doesn't mean I didn't hear you. It just meant I might have been able in my head to explain why I do it. Does that make sense? Maybe. Like, for instance, today's show, James was doing Tom Likas. It was so funny, I wanted to vomit. Now, I think I want to continue to do that type of comedy because I think a good way to go about something, the person you're maybe making fun of or teasing, like when we did the wheelchair, the teddy bear song, my friend that's in a wheelchair, we talked about it. He's like, yeah, could the person that it's about laugh at it? If you're doing a joke and it's about transgender people, could they laugh at it? You know, that's an easy answer. Now, that doesn't mean everybody. Hey, I'm sure there's other people in a wheelchair that heard that thing and went, ah. But the fact that I ran it by my friend means it's at least possible for some people to be able to laugh at it. You were making fun of the right thing. So the same thing with Tom Likas. You know, but a year ago, if I would have done this, I would have just rolled it in thinking, oh, my audience knows that I think he's just spewing out hate. if any woman spewed out the hatred that Tom Likas spewed out, well, you know, people, it would be like, what? You know, I think you know what I'm saying. So, but now I'm saying it close to it. That way, if you're strolling by the show, maybe you don't know my views, you know? So, there you go. I think it's like Jen Kirkman said, can you satirize, you know, what an evil monster Hitler is, or, you know, what a buffoon that Tom Likas is? Anyway, there you go. And by the way, I did listen to the Tom Likas show sometimes, and I, you know, like, I watch a car accident. It's morbidly, I was morbidly curious what he was talking about. But there's no doubt that it was just a lot of just sexist bullshit. And I think it's, I think it was so funny today, you know, him making fun of him. And that explains why. And I'm not saying what I'm about to say, and then we'll roll it in the show, to dismiss all the emails. But some of them that have a tone that are, you know, and they don't all have this tone, the tone I'm about to use to mimic some of the emails. They seem to be searching through whatever I said in a fever to find an inconsistency.
You said that, you asked not to do that. Hey,
don't make your best moment my worst. I'm going to continue to grow. You're going to find inconsistencies. If you're sifting through it, you don't got to sift. I'm already realizing them and going, I got to change that. I want to look into that, which is why we're probably going to have, I think in the future show, have like a therapist on. You might think, how could that help? Because that's how the show opens up, with James sort of teasing me about that. Because a therapist or a professor at a university that understands this, and James was saying, what do they know about comedy? They don't. They know how to... they sit in between two people, a couples counselor, and they let each other be understood. And that's really what I'm looking for. So anyway, there you go. Enjoy the show. Ah, this opening was long. Bye.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
A very funny guy, Todd Glass.
If you fucking call me back this time, then don't call me ever again.
Hello?
We're done.
Hello?
The Todd Glass Show.
Hello?
Oh, it's August 12th.
Todd. Is that Jimmy Kimmel?
Hey, it's Zach.
Hello?
Elfback.
Hello? Hello?
Man, I really want to come on that.
Hello?
I've got stuff to
Hello?
Promote.
Hello?
Comedy Central
Hello?
Presents Todd Glass.
Ooh, is that a
Todd Glass.
Hello?
Brian Regan.
Brian Regan, are you there? Is that Brian Regan? Brian?
You don't want me to do the podcast.
Todd doesn't want Brian Regan to do the podcast. Oh, my God.
Do you want me to bang?
Guess what I just heard.
Is that the way
Todd Glass wants Brian Regan to bang. I can't believe it. It's not nice. It's crazy. Hello?
From the beautiful Las Vegas.
Oh, my God. This is a real show.
High atop Black Horse Motors.
Holy shit.
It's the Todd Glass Show.
And right back into the music.
Here we are. James is here.
Hi, James Adomian, everybody. How are you? You out there? Oh, it sounds like you're good.
James was making fun of me before we start the show, and I have a jingle I made. I call them jingles, an opening parody, or I wrote a song for you.
Oh yeah,
yes.
Okay,
and I'll tell you what. I'm not even going to have Lynn do it. I think you're so special that I'm going to do it for you myself. I'm going to sing it myself. Should we do it now, or do you want to talk? Let's have like a cold opening.
I wanted to defend myself because I wasn't just...
Turn his mic off. This guy's out of control.
The first moment I talk, I wasn't just coming in and going like, Todd Glass, you old stupid piece of shit. Thanks for having me on. Like, I'm making fun of... Because Todd comes in and he says serious things, but then he's like, why are you laughing at what I'm trying to say? It's a serious thing I'm trying to say here. Why do you think this is comedic?
Well,
and I'm like, well, because...
Go ahead.
Because every goddamn thing you say sounds like a clown that fell out of a window.
But most people that know me, including our listeners, everybody in this room, I know, I guarantee. We're friends. We can tease each other or have a... And you don't have to get like, God, if we agree with Todd, I want to know... Most of the people in this room and listeners go, I can tell when Todd's being serious. Like, I can tell. Like, but we talked. Oh, so I told James about having, I said it, like I said, professor. What I mean is, well, we just discussed it. So I told James that when he came in, what we're going to do. Because right now, my head is just about ready to explode. I'm going to let it be, and then we'll have someone come in that can, you know, dissect it down and make it make sense for me. And you think that doesn't intrigue you at all. See, if Paul F. Tompkins, he would be like, that's a good idea. Now, you don't have to be him. And you're not.
No, I'm not.
But what makes you think
Stop trying to put me in someone else's cookie cutter.
What makes you think, like, seriously?
Well, off the air, you didn't think, like, that would be fun. That would be a cool show to do.
Oh, I think it is a cool show. It's a great idea.
Oh, sure. Now you say it.
All I did was laugh because it's Todd Glass is going, like, what I'm going to do is bring on a professor. I'm going to do one of these episodes. I'm going to bring on a professor for an hour. We're going to talk about what's good in comedy. I'm like, that sounds terrible.
No. I did not say that.
I could see it would. No, it would be a good show, but I just love the image of you across the table from a professor who's like, well,
you have
sociologically.
You have to have somebody on, obviously. And look, I know if we keep replaying the word professor, you picture a guy in here with a bow tie. Obviously, that's funny, but that's not that's only funny for about 5 seconds, because then you have to go, well, that's not what
I think it gets stretched to 10.
But that's not what we're going to do. I want someone in here to explain. Look, not that they're all knowing either, but someone that's put a lot of thought into this and maybe wrote some books on it. But to explain how you can satirize, you know, that there is a difference. And put it and make it so clean where I can feel like there's follow through with all the things I'm asking. Right now, there's probably not.
You want a guy to come on here and explain what's funny who's not funny himself.
No. I'm gonna do this until you understand. Are you fucking with me or do you really know?
I don't know.
Bleep that out. There will be no cursing on this show.
Well, you know, the word fucking is fairly offensive to those who are sexually disabled.
You know what? You got it. I'll get you right out of here with that rhetoric. I think there's something funny about an old guy.
What if you were a Fox News comedy podcast guy? If Fox News started doing comedy podcasts and they were like, "Turn off his mic, this liberal." You know what we're doing? We're doing the honest American answer to these liberal podcasts out there.
Yeah, you have. Well, that's what they always say. How come there's not a comedic show on the other side? You know, like they've tried, but they never work.
Oh yeah, because they're all like, oh, what about these poor people out there, still poor, sucking down all the food they can get their hands on?
Yeah, you can't really make fun of the the under. You got to make fun of the big guy,
yeah.
Right? But anyway, so look. Why am I keep re-explaining? I think there can be someone. Well, I wish. Give me another better word than professor, like
an expert, like someone who has studied behavioral. A behavioral analyst, almost, I guess, is what you're trying to say.
Well, who are some famous, like, even when there's famous literature, I was going to say literaturist.
Literary figures.
Yeah, from the past. Mm-hmm. A lot of times the quotes they said, they're not written about stand-up comedy, but they apply.
Of course.
So that's that type of person that knows how to, look, I think some comedians.
Well, I think Friedrich Nietzsche said that if you fart on stage, you better address it.
Good stuff. Who needs a professor? I got James Adomian here. We'll be back right after this. The Todd Glass Show. In studio, James Adomian, funny man.
Todd Glass played all the hits here in Palm Springs, California.
We'll take a break. So we got that out of the way.
All the oldies that don't get ratings in the Los Angeles market here in Palm Springs.
Oh, those guys, you meet them. They have the same voice, but then you see them. Oh, my God, they've got another year left.
I'm a broadcasting legend.
And then he just dies. What if you were a radio personality and you died, but your radio voice kept going for a few seconds afterwards? Like a rigor mortis radio voice?
How would that sound?
It would sound like, we're tuning it. We got 85 in the valley. We got 96 in the high desert. Coming at you with the hits and the hits. Coming at you with the hits and the hits. Coming at you. Getting it on the go. Double. And they're like, Jerry.
Because most people are listening. There was definitely where you saw, oh, he's dead. But now there's just shit coming out of his mouth.
Getting it down, going to the old hits, the hits of the old pile, hits of the coming at that, the cabinet pound, the 45, and the picking up, sticking it down, the 4 up, popping it, taking it down on a traffic copter.
He just has all those words in his head.
Because his mouth in life was so used to just blabbering.
Hold on.
They're having the funeral. And he pops
back up. Hold on,
you
gotta let me. Oh my God, James. Oh, what am I doing that for? Now I'm going to cough all over again.
W14 and the Tropic Chapter coming on the tip tie on the 5. Everybody up on the downtown coming up on the lakeside.
You're being silly now. After all that.
No, you're not.
You're being just silly now.
Hold on, you're I recovered my voice. Now I know everything you're doing is silly.
I'm going to put this fan on. Is it hot in here or do you think it's comfortable?
I love being on Todd, the off-mic stuff on Todd's show.
Is it okay if I adjust my chair? Is this height of the chair? Is this good for you right here? Because I think it's good for me. What if I just did the whole thing from this height down here? But what if I just kept lowering the chair throughout the conversation? So I'm just lower and lower and lower and lower and lower. And now you can't even hear what I'm saying. I'm only halfway on the microphone.
I love it. I wrote down here, remind James to do me. So I did. No, I swear to God. What does it say? What does it say right there? Do me.
Tell me about it.
Oh, I said do me as other jobs. I wanted you to come on and like
you were other jobs.
Yeah, like what would I do if I was a car salesman? How would I sell the car?
What about like a telemarketer? Like,
can I answer the phone?
Yeah, please.
Okay,
it's sure. A robot.
Anything to use my
phone voice.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey.
How come you don't have a phone voice?
Put me on the phone voice. There.
You know what I'm going to do later?
I don't have a. I don't tell you why, because I don't have a program board of shit that I can press over here.
How dare you? People think I do this with my nose.
Hello.
James, stop.
Yeah.
Stop. Pull your chair in. Mm. Too much noise over there. I have to do your theme.
Oh right, that was the whole point of the thing. We'll get to everything that you wanted us to do.
Okay, hold on. Get it ready.
For those of you listening at home, it's going very well in the room.
Hello. Oh, that's a good one.
You have the karaoke.
Shut up.
James Adomi, and he's our guest today. He's gonna come in with his little voices and his noises. He makes us a laugh. He doesn't talk too much. Bum, 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 bum. James Adomi, and he comes into my show. He makes us laugh and have a good time. If you want to ask me, and not that I know everything, I don't think he does talk too much. I try to make it work. He comes in and has a nice time, and he wears a nice shirt. He does Andy Kindler, Eddie Pepitone, and a lot of other different voices. If you ask me my opinion, I think he doesn't talk too much. I like James Adomi, and he's a lot of fun. He comes in with his voices and everyone. If you ask me my personal opinion, I don't think he talks too much.
To talk, don't talk too much.
Todd, 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 Todd.
Oh, I like this version.
Yeah, don't talk too much.
When this song is almost wrapping up, my favorite part's coming when I try to flip what it says so it's not an insult. I think, personally, in my own opinion, he doesn't talk too much. Fade it out.
I got a guest on here who gets a word in edgewise. He talks too much. That's the problem. Make up a whole song about it.
Excuse me. Katie, from now on when we fade, we'll have to use you because we're going to get a new switch for the computer that lets him fade. But right now he has to do it with the... So when I say fade, we're talking to you. Are you all right over there?
That was the polite way of saying, when I say fucking fade, you better fade.
Do me, how would I say when we went off the air, and I didn't want to hurt anybody's feelings about the, I'm not happy with the fading.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was great. Folks, we'll be right back.
What the fuck, why are you fading like that? When I say fade, I don't mean a slow fade over time. I mean a quick fade. It's not a dissolve. It's not Lawrence of Arabia.
I don't have a camera crew.
I was all right.
What are you smiling at?
I'm not allowed to smile.
What are you smiling at?
I didn't like that. By the way, of a new sponsor. Not the cotton people, but, you know, there's a new fabric that's trying to get some attention, and they're sponsoring the show.
The softness, the lines, the smell of corduroy.
That's it. We're corduroy. Did you hear it? It's the softness, the lines from the corduroy. Play it again. I don't think James really...
I'm Jack Corduroy, and I'm a big fan.
The softness, the lines...
The lines.
The smell of corduroy.
The corduroy people. they're sponsoring the show. You know, for years, Cotton was the only one that advertised, and Corduroy people are going, what the fuck are we sitting on our ass for? Right?
I love advertisements that are for things that are not like, they're for industries and not just like an actual product. Like, if you know the radio ad where it's like, beef, it's what's for dinner. And it's like, yeah, I grew up eating, I know about beef. Well, why is that an ad?
James, I just thought the same thing. Like, it's not even one beef company. It's just
all of American beef.
But the cookies doesn't have to do that. Yeah. You never hear, yeah, eat cookies.
Yeah.
The cookie industry.
Cookies. Then you get Sam Elliott, too. There's some hardworking people slopping dough and sugar around. Make sure you remember them next time you...
Hold on. Can we put some music behind him right now live, like that piano music? I don't mean to put you on the spot, James.
No, nah, don't worry. I'll step a little aside from the spot. Oh, wait. That's fine. I can, yeah, it's like, it's America. And all along Main Street, the children have come out with their red wagons and their red, white, and blue school books. All in time for summertime.
Hold on, hold on.
And in time for cookies.
Hold on, hold on. This won't work. There's words on it. What is this? Take his echo out of his mic. We'll do it again. This is what the part
turn
of the show.
Turn the song off. Take the echo out of the mic.
Do
turn up the humor button.
No, this is all what we do. I used to think, oh, we'll stop and we'll edit. No, this is what you do when I'm having people at my house. I never go, if we're doing a bit like this, which we do.
Oh, yeah.
And let's say we go, oh, no, this would be funnier. We don't all get to stop and edit it out of our heads.
No, we still
enjoy it.
Right.
So let the people enjoy it.
But the problem is there's about 10,000 pigs out there who can't understand what we're doing. We have to really.
Who?
The 10,000 piglets who listen to everything.
Oh, pigs. What do you mean pigs?
Yeah, just other generic piglets out there.
Oh, I don't even know what you mean, but you look like you're having fun. Anyway, why should I stop you? Do you have any other good piano music? Because James did a good job with that. That's a shame that words came on.
No, it's a shame that something else fucked it up.
No.
Wait a minute. Wait, do that. I'll do an ad for cookies.
All across America, there's a phenomenon rolling out of ovens everywhere. On every street corner in every metropolis from Detroit to Atlanta, we're talking about oatmeal, chocolate chip, coconut-based cookies. It can be factory processed or it can be homemade. Come out and get your cookie today. Tickets available online at cookie.com.
Sponsored by the Cookie Association of America.
James, that was good.
Yeah.
James, I'm a little bit. My pod is starting to get
affect you.
Affect me. Do another one. Bring it down a little.
Every year, over 40,000 children.
Okay. Bring it in a little softer. Do you want a galloping horse in the background?
We'll get to that. Yeah. Okay. Let's go forward. This holiday season, over 40,000 children will not be able to eat a cookie because Santa Claus ate too much. Remember, when you leave a cookie out for Santa Claus, also leave some out for the children. A message from UNICEF.
Sponsored by the Cookie Association of America.
That's the asshole who's on the board of the Cookie Association who... The bit ran away! Get that bit! It's a runaway bit!
Can I tell you something?
You're cookie guy? That's the guy who forces his way into all the ads, and everybody's like, he has to be in the goddamn ad. He doesn't even make cookies. He's just a union guy. He's on the board or something.
I didn't know what to say.
And that's but that's his voice, like, oh, cut. Good job, Jack. And he's like, oh, really? Was it good?
James, maybe I should have done a different song for you. I feel like the opening... I could have done better. I should have done Gentle on My Mind.
You're going to stop with the song?
I'd like to sing you in justifiably. I mean, with all due respect.
Gentle on My Mind.
Oh, but by the way, what you were saying, that's not even, I won't sing it on. I what you said off the podcast, Gentle on My Mind,
the song is like, it's knowing that the door's always open and the devil free to all. It's about a dude who's not, he's not treating the person he's having a romance with fairly enough.
Right. And
like, that's what I like about you, baby. You're always available.
And it's not a love. It's like a love song, but not really, because it sounds like he's taking advantage of it. Like, you know, like, your door's open. I don't have to commit to you. Yeah. I don't. Here, like, it's like sort of saying this. Play the karaoke version. Yeah, yeah. It's sort of like saying, give me a little bit of that.
Yeah.
Put a little reverb in his mic.
It's knowing that your door is always open and I don't ever have to call.
It's knowing that I can come over your house. We can fuck and then I can head out the back door and not stay all night and cuddle.
And it makes me want to look at you and then not look at you and then ignore you for the next week or two until I call.
It's knowing, I'm going to steal yours, it's knowing that if we're at the mall and you see my wife, you'll just shut the fuck up and keep walking.
That keeps me in the back roads, under the bleachers, away from public, never in front of my family all the time.
It's knowing that if you invite me to your house for Thanksgiving, I'll tell you it's too early in the relationship, even though it's a year and a half.
Or introduce you as my friend on Valentine's Day when I'm on a date with another woman or man. Anybody but you. It's knowing that I can walk across your doorstep and then walk right out and have you beg for me to come back, but I never do. And when I call you, we just pick up where we left off and then I drop you in the mud. By the river,
shut
the
up.
Alley, and by the back roads, underneath the desert.
It's knowing that if I forget your birthday, forget Valentine's Day and Christmas and Hanukkah and all the other things that mean anything to you.
You pretend you don't have a birthday or a Valentine's or a Hanukkah.
Just to make life easier for me.
You pretend you don't have a birthday.
Yeah, that's hella easy.
Keep it chilling on my mind.
Give me one more. Come on.
Yeah. It's knowing that if my car breaks down, I'll just dump my bacon. Wait, I fucked it up.
You didn't fuck it up.
Yeah, he fucked it up. look at the real word lyrics, though. Just, can we pause that? It says, I dip my cup of soup back from the gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. In a train yard?
So what's the, hold on, let's get the real word.
Romancing someone in a train yard.
Well, come on. Let's not judge. I'm trying to be very open-minded. For all I know, there's some guy, fucking a girl in a train yard right now. Maybe he has no other place to go. And then how do you think he feels if he's a huge fan of the show? He's like, I like to fuck the girls in the train yards. Girls that I love and I care about. What? I go to the train yard, I fuck them, and I take my wife and I
have a lovely romantic evening out in the train yard.
And then we take our cup and we dip it into the crackling. What's he getting with his cup?
Can we listen
to the real words?
He has a soup cup, and he dips it into your gurgling, crackling creek by the train yard.
Oh, I know what he's talking about.
Yeah, he's sucking on somebody's back hair. That's what he's doing.
Ugh. So let's play the real song and see if we can figure out if we're half right about that. This is, I think he can. He's not bound by marriage. I think that's a line in the song.
Yeah, it's like, if I go back to Congress and vote against the kind of relationship that we're having right now, you won't go to the press and that's cool. When I'm running for office, you pretend you never knew me and I toss you a couple of bucks to keep the kid a secret.
Yeah, go ahead. Oh, wait, he needs his heads. No, the real one. That's okay. So let's see if, play the real version and see if we're making any sense here with what this song is about. Listen closely. We might be wrong. It might be a song. Hold on, pause it. Hey, we might be comedically making fun of the song. It might be, sometimes in life there's two people and they both don't want a commitment. And when that is the case, there can be something beautiful about that. The problem is if somebody wants something and the other person doesn't and someone's being dishonest.
Right.
Maybe this is about two people being honest with each other. I don't know. Maybe, and neither do you.
Well, if that's the case, it would work better as a duet, where the other person's like, "Yeah, you're gentle on my mind as well."
Oh,
like same reason. But it's just one guy, presumably singing to someone who's like nodding their head.
James,
like, what?
You are very smart. Oh, this is Paul Anka version. Well, oh, pause it. This is a Paul Anka version.
Oh, so he's fine.
No, I think it might even be better. First, I was going to go, no, play the Glenn Campbell. Paul Anka does a very, I think, really cool version of this song with just bongos, and then at one point the big band kicks in. So I sort of like it. I actually want to listen to this for a while and really take in the
words.
Let's
listen to every version of it. Mm-hmm. Start downloading all the obscure tracks.
Andy Kindler sings "Gentle on My Mind."
Yeah, what's wrong? Is the back roads in the alley too far? Where else? What should I go in the gurgling of the train yard? Huh? Or a more
play the song.
A more obscure
play
lover's
the karaoke
nest
version. I want to hear Andy Kindler doing it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Andy Kindler.
It's knowing that your door is always, well, it's always open in the path that's, why wouldn't it be free to walk? Is it a path that I can't walk on? Could I say walk on again? And now I'm slick, and now I'm stashed behind the couch. I'm not even in front of the couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that have dried up some line. Line.
And maybe it's that the back
in the
roads,
back roads but by the rivers, by my memory, that kid, could it be any further away? Could it be by the back roads, out of the way, underneath the hoof? Is there any other place that's less ideal for making love?
Fade it out. Put your stuff away, seriously. You gotta, okay, play the Paul Anka version. I want to see what this, and this is what we do. This is when I think the show should be called, is anybody enjoying this as much of us? And yes, thank God the people I talk to after the shows, because we're all doing this together.
Right.
We have people.
Well, it's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch.
See, that's not someone who's in love. That's like he has his sleeping bag stashed up behind their couch. It's like, it's
why are
like
you so quick to judge?
Yeah, well, it's like
I heard about you and your sleeping bag. We'll take a break. No, go ahead. By the way, you know I'm with you here.
Right.
This guy's a fucking pile of shit.
No, it's like, this is how I treat everybody, every man I've ever loved. This is how I treat him.
You keep a sleeping bag behind their couch?
I keep sleeping bags behind their couch. Don't get me wrong, but I'm an asshole. I'm just saying. I wouldn't sing a song about it.
You're right, because if you called me, let's say I was, let's say hypothetically in this situation, I'm the girl. You're calling me. And
we can just say, you're the boy. We're lovers.
Come on, let's not be disgusting. I'm a girl for this bit.
Okay.
Okay.
So, Todd's the bottom. I'm on top.
That's getting edited out. I have no jokes about that. This is not this type of show. I know you do those other gay shows all over LA. I know what I heard about you, James.
I have no gay shows.
Would you call me? Would you call me? Would you call me?
Yeah.
Like what you're right in the song. It's got my sleeping bag. What if you? If I was the girl, you call me on the phone.
You still got my sleeping bag behind you.
I'm not liking it. How would it sound if it was just a phone call?
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey.
Hello? Hello?
Hey, baby.
Oh, yeah. Who is this?
Hey, you know, it's the old trap.
Oh, don't call me anymore.
Wait
a minute.
By the way, I want to apologize that I'm doing the worst woman in the world, but for comedic senses, for comedic purposes for this bit, I have to do the Tootsie woman, you know? Hello? I know women don't sound like that, okay? Oh,
hey,
you don't call me anymore.
Why not, baby?
Because I want to be in a relationship with someone that cares about
me. Baby, it's February 15th, all right? I've been thinking about you all weekend.
What were you calling for then?
I want to know if my sleeping bag is still rolled up on your couch. Behind your couch.
No,
behind your couch?
No. No.
Where'd you put it?
It's not here for you anymore.
By the river, by the alley, on the back road. Baby, you're so gentle on my mind. wait,
Ask Glenn Campbell where the salt and pepper are.
Wait, what do I do?
We're just like we're eating dinner together. Like, could you pass me the salt?
Okay,
like,
hold on.
Something like that.
Wait, me and you are eating dinner together?
Yeah. Just ask. Okay. I'll be good.
Right. Whoever wrote this.
We're on the date. We're the same people are on a date later, right?
Yeah, like if this song is apropos, then this could have happened too,
saying. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
We're eating dinner, so we're not on the phone.
Right? You were gonna do it though. Do what you were gonna do.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Could you pass me the salt, please?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Why am I on the phone? We're at dinner. Oh,
that was a lot of work to do an ad lib. That was more work to do an ad lib than I've ever heard before.
Okay, so we're at dinner.
And now for the most work that went into an ad lib, the winner, James
Adomian.
Can you finish this Paul Anka song? I want to hear a little more. Before Mike. Oh, you started all over?
Well, it's knowing that
Hold
your door is always open and your.
I like how, Chris, you know, I always say I don't throw you under the bus, but I like how I say you start all over and you looked at me like, yeah. Like, did you think
yeah,
that was
you gave the worst shrug.
Yeah, like that was like, yeah,
like,
whoa,
I
was that? That's
a
it's a judgment call.
I didn't purposely start over.
Hey, I tell you what, I spilled beer on the goddamn thing, too.
Yeah, can we move it forward and we'll edit this out.
Sure. Creating work for me, Chris.
It's okay.
Honestly.
High upon a line.
Is that good right there?
That keep you in the back road by the rivers of my memory.
Don't stare at me either, because then I'll have a bad show. I'm allowed to tease you a little bit, and we love each other. Okay. Andrew's behind you. Don't do that, Andrew. You do what he does. I might give him a little bit of shit a little bit. You do what he does night after night, and you may sit there. He held up a sign that said, I should fucking have this job back. I don't know. He probably crinkled it up and shoved it up his ass, and we'll never find it. He didn't. Obviously, I like how Chris was getting mad at Andrew like he did anything at all. He's like, yeah, you think you can do this better? You tried him coming at you. My job's like the weather. I got to predict the future, like Paul Tompkins says. Okay, Paul, are we recording this?
Yeah.
Oh, we are?
I tell you what, folks, let's start the podcast from the beginning. No harm, no foul. Hey, pull this one from iTunes, okay? Make it a bonus track or something.
All right, here we go.
A very funny guy, Todd Glass.
If you fucking call me,
James, you have to interrupt it like me. Hello?
Yeah, hello. Why? Are we ready to start the podcast? What if I start the podcast like this? Hold on a second. I want you to stop. Hold on a second. Stop the thing. Pull the A-track. Pull the A-track. Katie, why don't you pull the A-track out? Chris, stay there for a second. I don't want you to do anything at all. Would you try? Hold on a second. Hold on. Don't, David. Here's the thing. When you play it, I need you to play it like you're really playing it.
I don't want you to play it on YouTube.
I can stop you because I have the control over here.
Yeah, but now I'm in studio with you.
Hello?
And now I'm on the phone again.
Hello? I thought it was...
Listen, man, I really want to come on that.
All right.
Don't play that. Whatever you do, don't play that.
Stop it. I'm not editing this because I think our listeners want to take a journey with us, and sometimes that journey, we get lost. So many people came up to me over the weekend, and they're like, you know what? I know that we have a connection. I can feel those people. Go back to Gentle on My Mind. So what if we play relapse a little bit of it?
You have a gentle on the mind.
I love this song. I actually do like this song. I don't know what it's about.
And it's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on the columns now that binds me.
Yeah, see, baby, I don't need all those relics.
Now, what did that just say? I want you to listen to every line, and then I'm going to stop it, and you explain what it means.
I'm not clinging to the rocks and ivy that's hanging from the columns and everything, all that civilization bullshit, all right? What we're doing is just living free, floating down a river. We're not clinging to anything, sweetheart. You know what I'm saying?
All right, go ahead.
I'm sorry I didn't put you in the will. I got other kids by other women. I got to treat them better.
That you're moving on the back road by the rivers of my memory in your flow and ever gentle on the mind. Reap fields and clotheslines, junkyards and highways come between us. Some other woman is crying to her mother, but she turned an eye at gone.
Yeah, whoa! Okay.
She said some other woman
is crying to her mother. He's like, baby, you don't talk to your mother. That's what keeps you gentle on my mind.
Are you serious?
I think that's what, yeah, of course. I wrote the song 50 years ago.
Well, no, I'm not saying you wrote it.
Hi, Glenn Campbell. Thanks for having me on the podcast. No, wait, he's probably Southern, right? It's Glenn Campbell. Thanks for having me on the podcast, Todd. I'm a big old fan.
Now, Glenn, I'm going to go play your song.
Well, I wrote this song because I hate women.
Hold on.
I love women.
Well, he's not in studio. Glenn Campbell's on the phone.
Hello, Todd. It's Glenn Campbell here on the 50th anniversary of my hit song, Gentle on My Mind.
Well, wait, you know you sound so old. He doesn't sound like
that. Well, I wrote it 50 years ago.
Well, Glenn, first of all, thanks for coming on the Todd Glass Show. I know you're a big fan.
Yeah, sure. I want to plug my line of Glenn Campbell cookingware. No, it's made of stainless steel. You can cook carrots, you can cook beef chops.
Hold on, Glenn.
The best thing is you can store it anyway. You can store it on the back road by the alley under the desert, through the window, by the doorway.
Glenn, are you making sense?
In the basement.
I don't know why this. It's. I'm not even following it, but it's very funny. It keeps getting longer. By
the
rivers, by
the guest room,
in the guest room, under the bed, in the pillowcase. Do Andy Kindler doing it further?
Wait. How gentle on my mind is it? What is it under? Is it under the hopscotch? Is it underneath the sidewalk? Is it inside the side? Is it beside the sidewalk? Is it a third cardinal direction from the walk? Where? How gentle is it? And is it on my mind?
Should we play the rest? I never know. Yeah, commit.
I stare out of silence, tears of joy stain my face. And that summer sun burns me till I'm blind.
I still like the
but
song.
But not to where I cannot see you moving on the back road, flowing ever gentle on my mind.
Now listen to the words. I want you to be able to explain. Listen. Everybody in this room, shut the fuck up. Glenn, wait a second, Glenn. What is this next line?
Well, I dip my cup of soup back from a gurgling, crackling cauldron in a train yard.
Well, I want to have right here. The way that Paul Anka sang it was terrible, and I...
Oh, you don't like this version?
I think that Paul Anka, if he was a real man, he would have taken up my challenge to a duel with firearms.
Well, Glenn, Paul Anka's on the phone.
I would have taken two pistols.
I got Paul Anka on the phone.
And we would go back down by that old river.
Glenn, are you listening? Glenn, what are you going to do in the alley, Glenn?
I'm gonna shoot that old dog dead by the river on the alley, buried in a shallow grave by the river.
This is always
gentle on my mind.
This is Paul Anka.
You old son of a bitch.
Now, listen, first of all, for our listeners, I'm going to have to do the worst impersonation of Paul Anka, but it's going to have to work. Hello, Glenn Campbell. Hey, you don't like my version of my song?
You old fraud.
Yeah, fuck you. Fuck you.
You want to talk
fuck
like
you.
A Catholic boy, you can do it. But you want to fight like a white man, we can do it down by the river, by the alley, under the fucking tree branch.
You're lucky. You're lucky I did a cover of your song, Glenn, because let me tell you. First of all, Glenn, I like what you do. Are you choking on your... What are you choking on? You know what? You're not choking on the residuals from that fucking song because you ain't making any.
I'm having a heart attack on the
I don't give a shit.
Maybe I'll... Give me my pills.
Hey, Glenn.
They're in the kitchen, under the cupboard, by the back road. Under the refrigerator, that next to the basket, always gentle on my mind.
Shut the fuck up. I knew that was going to come only a half a second before you did it, and I loved it.
Everything that he went, hey, hold on.
Oh, that's Glenn's in the hospital, and Paul's calling him the next day. Okay. Hey, Glenn.
I'm just holding on.
Well, you're dead.
All it took was one more.
Chris runs the show. If he plays that sound, it means you're dead. That's Chris tries to wrap the show up. He goes, I'll make Glenn Campbell dead. This bit will be over.
I love that everything in Glenn...
By the way, we shouldn't make fun of Glenn Campbell.
Who knows if he's alive or dead?
No, he's alive and he's doing great. As a matter of fact, he's doing a very courageous
James
tour right
now. James is
still
on the phone.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Hold on. All right, we're back. First of all, this is one of those moments where I go so all over the place, and then I come back and I go, what just happened? But play the rest of that song.
I love that everything in his life
Hold it. Go ahead. Everything in his life is what?
Is by the river and down the alley.
I like that Paul was calling, and you know what Paul was basically saying, Paul Anka, is that, you know, this podcast heard my version. So, you know, there's Glenn Campbell saying, you know, fuck you to Paul. Well, they only knew the song because Paul Anka did a cool version of it.
Sensational ratings. I love that. Podcast ratings.
I'm going to ask you a question.
Oh, wait.
Can you, seriously, all bullshit aside.
The answer's no.
Because it's hard to get James Adomian serious. That version of Gentle on My Mind by Paul Anka, I actually really like it.
I liked the Glenn Campbell version better.
You did?
Yeah.
Let's play the Glenn Campbell version. I'm not joking around. I think you're all talk. Why would you be all talk?
I know.
Because of what?
You'll come in here with your talking points, your Paul Anka talking points. That's a typical liberal position, Ty. Okay.
You're all talk. What?
What do you mean you don't have the Glenn Campbell version? What do you mean? That's the only version there is.
Well, I like the... I like the thing with the congressperson. Keep doing more of this.
When I run
for
office.
Do this till I kill. Hold on. Keep doing it till I die.
I like do this till I kill.
Do this till I die, man. Well, you kill, you die, you know. Okay, you ready? Go ahead, Chris. You're doing a good job over there. And I'm not joking around. What else does he say? No respect for women at all.
Yeah.
He just likes a woman that he can walk all over.
I can grab you by your face and I can push you into the mud. And you come back right up smiling like you like it.
I can grab you by your ass and squeeze it in front of my friends. You giggle and act like it's something you prefer.
I have kids with another woman and I force you to suckle them on your tits. And I make you raise them like they're your own and love them too.
And when they ask you who their parents are, I make you say that you were a little bit of a whore when you were younger and you fucked some stranger and you don't know who their daddy is, just to protect me. Where were they born?
They were born in Minnesota, and I come back there every summer and pretend that I'm their favorite uncle.
They were born? No, where were they born? On the back.
Oh, fuck.
Where were they born?
By the river. Wait, fuck, I missed the song. Wait. Knowing that when I come around to town, you'll be one of three people that I'll probably call to fuck. But maybe not if I've taken somebody with me.
I threw your sleeping bag out.
See, now you're not gentle on my mind, baby.
Yeah, I threw it out. Go fuck yourself.
You're not gentle on my mind.
No,
baby.
I don't give a
you're
shit.
You're not gentle on my mind.
I don't
mind
give
no
a shit.
All right, baby, you know what? I'm going to put you under the wheat field, hung up on a clothesline. I'm going to stuff you into a junkyard. And you can go cry to your mother like all those other bitches who don't hear the secret meaning of my hit song.
You're out of my life.
I'm out of your life?
Yeah.
I'm Glenn Campbell.
I don't give a shit.
I get pussy in every fucking railway station.
Did you listen, Glenn? I don't give a shit. I'm a self-respecting woman.
I pick up the phone.
I'm a self-respected woman. Oh, that's the other version of the song. And I don't need you anymore. Anymore in my life, I'm looking for someone who respects me. So no, I don't have your sleeping bag, you motherfucker. Shut the fuck up. You're crackling. You're not coming over my house anymore.
I could make the police come over because I'm friends with them and they'll probably just arrest you. I can have the sheriff toss you out. Do you know who I am? I'm connected. I've got friends in high places. You're lucky you're alive and able to talk to me.
Well, I'll tell you, I got Paul Anka's sleeping bag right here, stashed beneath my couch.
You better.
And he was friends with Frank Sinatra, and I'll have you killed, you motherfucker.
If you want
shut the fuck
if
up.
If you want your children to live, you better take them to Mexico right now because I'm coming after you. You better slip out in the night under the railroad. By the back road through Juarez, take the back road through the hill stops, and hide out. To stay gentle on my mind.
You're listening to the Todd Glass Show.
1-800-5800-TODD.
We'll be back. Our guest will be Tom Likas. He hasn't taken calls in the Los Angeles area in a long time. But when we come back, I swear to God, Tom Likas will be in studio. Or maybe he'll be on the next show. No, we'll. This is the worst wrap up towards that I've ever done. When we come back,
it's right before the radio guy has
a seizure.
Yeah.
You can tell, everyone in the studio knew.
Do the morning show duo, and they both die at the same time.
So we'll be back with.
We're gonna take the calls. We're gonna take.
Can't do it. That's too funny. I love that. It's all coming out, but it's not making any sense.
We'll ease into it. We'll ease into it, right?
Anyway, we'll be right. Let me try it as we go to commercial. Okay. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
We're gonna be right back, and when we come back, we're gonna be talking to Holly Biggins on the 45 of the 6.
40 quarter to.
Take the train past the hour.
All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
No, turn the mic on. Turn it on. I want people to hear him. Yeah, I want people to hear what he does while we're on break. I'm recording this. People are going to know what you do. Keep smoking, James. Sam thinks it's funny because she's on pot food. Oh, look, it's Andrew's coughing now. I want every. I'm glad Katie's recording this. This is not a joke, folks. Not a joke. Not a joke.
Todd's got poison pot. He's killing us all. He's sucking the oxygen out of this room.
I try to act like it's them, but there's a reason. You know, like in real life, if I put shit in the pot, and then I'm going, look at this.
Yeah,
I'm working with idiots.
He puts plexiglass in the thing.
Yeah, I'm working. Okay,
fiberglass.
Shh, James.
Shh. Don't you. Don't shush a man who's mic'd.
Okay. I need you to stop fiddling with your mic a little, but I think you're great.
Let me just get it right.
Hey, Ron Lynch.
Listen, shh. No, seriously, that drives people bonkers. It really does. Although some people said they like it.
Hold on. It's almost.
James. Seriously.
Just trying to get this
you
right.
Can do anything you want, but you can't make noise with that microphone. Please. Seriously. Please. I'm really begging you. I mean, it's going to be funny eventually. Okay, we took a break.
Hey.
James. Somebody shitting their pants in here? I'm not even joking around. James.
If knowing that your blood is coming down, blah-ba-doo, blah-ba-doo.
Okay. Everybody look forward. I don't want anybody making any noises. We're back. We came out of a commercial with coughing fits. We are having fun. I got the coolest listeners in the world. I feel bad for those other podcasts. No, I mean, I do. I got these people, you know, we're just, look at us. You know, the people that listen to this podcast.
They really get it.
Are you done? You can get out of here with that rhetoric. Anything that I don't want to hear.
Right.
No, they feel.
I've seen that agenda before, and it always ends bad.
My podcast, the people that listen to this podcast, they worry about me, and I worry about them. They go, we hope you don't like those negative, because we have something special here. That's why I'm going to say something. Last week on the show, I said, if I did a podcast in my house and I didn't know it was being recorded, and then Katie secretly recorded it, the audience would hear what I did if I thought there was no audience. And I thought, you know what? I get to do that for real. Yes, I have my moments of insecurity, but that's sort of what we created here. Like, it's like this thing you have between you and the audience, and you can be silly as you fucking want. So when you meet the people after the show that connect, it gives you a lot. In the beginning days, it really helps encourage you of like, yes, we're with you. We're with you.
They know who you are and what you're going through.
No, you didn't hear one thing I said.
No, I was listening.
that Glenn Campbell thing. So people are now going to go, oh, he does know what he's saying. That Glenn Campbell thing, that was a little silly. That was so weird. That bit had such clarity at moments. Then at some moments, it was like, what the fuck are they doing?
Well, don't give people the roadmap to critique it.
Yes, that's how I do my comedy. Have you ever seen me before?
What if I thought? I think that's actually, if you should record yourself doing a podcast at your house, I mean, it would probably be exactly the same as this. It would probably be.
That's what I mean. I think it would be, I get to do, you know.
I think Todd Glass probably wakes up in the morning going like, are we on? Are we really doing this? What if I did? Wait, what if I woke up a different way? What if I rolled out of bed on this direction?
Be me calling you to do.
Suddenly I have to get coffee. I got to eat already? Oh my God. Here's a guy who can't stand breakfast.
I don't mean to interrupt you. By the way, we have to take the show in for the wrap up. You're doing a second show because I'm going away next week. I'm going to be in Philly at Helium.
Oh, great.
It's tasteless in front of me to pour a beer like that. Anyway. That's the old sound effect.
Yeah. I pour a beer wherever I go. Oh. On mic.
Why do you got to
pour? Now it's all foam, too. I'm pouring it straight into a cup that's not even angled. How about that, fucky?
I can't believe you brought your laughing kid with you. I think you... Why would you bring...
Shut up, both of you! Shut up!
Oh my God, he's horrible with his kids.
No. I'm talking to the two animals that are eating them. Shut up! Get off my kid!
That doesn't even.
I'm not the worst father. You had bad information. I'm the best father. You didn't see the two wolves eating my kids. Well, I was telling them. All see, right. Now my kids like it. They're happy.
Turn off all sound effects. I feel like
honestly, the state, the city, the cops, they may say I'm a terrible father, but just look at them. Look at them. They don't. The jury doesn't
James.
Think so.
What? I'm not even joking around. Eddie Pepitone's on the phone, and I just he has a short window. He's freaking out. Eddie, go ahead, Eddie.
Hey, Todd, it's your friend Eddie Pepitone.
Hey, Eddie, what's up? Why? I knew I'm in the. James is here.
I'm listening in the car to your podcast.
Oh, there you go. Thank you.
And I heard you making fun of Glenn Campbell. I'm glad, Todd. I'm glad that you're taking him down a notch.
Well, we weren't really making fun of him, Eddie.
Yeah, you're going after those high targets like Glenn Campbell, making sure you're keeping them honest while there's blood in the streets.
Well, Eddie, I'm not really. Actually, I'm a gigantic Glenn Campbell fan. And Matt, hold on.
Making fun of Glenn Campbell is going to stop the carnage in Afghanistan.
All right, Eddie, I got to go. No, I hung up on him. I hung up on him. He wants to hold on. He put him back on. He wants to say one more thing. It sounds like it. Go ahead, Glenn. I mean, Eddie.
Hey, it's me, Glenn Campbell.
You motherfucker.
You old moleskin. Well, you old mangy dog.
Glenn Campbell, is that really you?
I got half a mind to come down there and kick your pants down across your eyes.
Oh, you, okay.
I'm very.
Oh, I've
got the Todd Glass mic. Okay, hold on. Here's the thing.
What I'm trying to
communicate is,
what if that was the voice?
What if that was the voice and I just started talking to you like this? What if I thought, no one's liking this? It isn't working anywhere. I know it's not working, but I'm going to keep going to do it. I'm going to keep, what if I just do this?
What if I press another one? And no.
And now suddenly it's back to now.
I'm going
to
can.
And now it's.
I
said that, but I'm talking to you that way. That's the voice.
Listen, Todd, listen to me. When I tell you that I want to do a voice, I want you to press the button that's the voice. Do you understand what I'm saying? When I'm telling you that
Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing at me? What are you doing? I'm trying to be serious here, doing a bit through the voice. The voice is not the humor. The humor is what I'm honestly saying seriously right now.
All right, James, I'm gonna have a bust an aneurysm. I always worry, I already said that. I was gonna worry that the people at home that listen to this show, whew.
There's anyway, people who knew. Whoa!
Listen. Tom Likas is going to be
1-800.
No. That sounds pretty good, but it doesn't sound. It's not him. The real Tom Likas. I'm glad we have a safe word on the show. The real Tom Likas is going to be here in our next episode. And but it's time. We've got to wrap it up, and then you're here next week.
Yeah.
That's what everyone knows. The minute we say goodbye, I like to say goodbye. I like to slow down. Is there anything you need to plug?
A plug? Yeah, I'm going to be.
Shh. Quiet down, a little. Quiet down.
Hey, I don't need to plug nothing, okay?
No, you can.
You know, Todd, you know why I like coming by the show?
Well, is this going to be serious? Because I'll put some nice music behind it.
Yeah, put some nice music on it, if you will.
Nice piano music?
Just some nice, maybe some nice banjo music or something. Todd, you know, I like coming by the show because I like coming by the show, Todd, because you're not like those other podcast hosts.
You're not clinging. You're not worried about.
This makes it sound like if I was maybe dead, how they would talk about me, and they would have the voice of the old microphone. What would they be saying about Todd Glass?
Todd Glass was. This is the documentary of the Todd Glass.
Okay.
Todd Glass was a clown.
Shut the fuck. Oh wait, it's everything I don't want to hear. So like, if I'm up in heaven, if there is a heaven. And my whole documentary, I fucking hate. I thought I was doing something sort of good. Okay, so go.
If there's one thing that we remember Todd Glass for, it was the exuberance on stage. Even if it was killing, if it was bombing, he was bombing. And he frequently did. But he committed so much that people liked him simply because of his stage presence. Nothing else.
Yeah, that's, you're right. That, like, I wouldn't want to hear that. You go, give me something else I wouldn't want to hear. I'm up in heaven. I'm ready for people blah, blah, blah's going to the microphone.
People don't know this, but Todd would fight. Todd got in fights with the industry. With the Nerdist Network, Todd stood his ground. He was a fighter. I mean, people said he didn't make it. He should have been bigger. He should have. Maybe he would have been if he didn't pick so many fights.
He got into fights with the Nerdist, like me and Chris Hardwick.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't know the blows those two would get into. Matter of fact, let me do it. You ready? Let me do it.
Matter of fact, one of the most famous things from the Todd Glass show, whenever he said that Chris made him play music, or Chris made him do this. Well, that was his way with dealing with
the... I never said that to Todd. I never told him that he had to play music at all. I never know where it came from that.
You know, Chris always denied making Todd play the songs, but good sources say that Chris was hard on Todd.
You know what? I'm glad that I survived him. I buried him. You know what? I win.
Well, it ends up that Todd's show ended up being the most popular show after he died. Because people would, he got very popular.
Okay, that's enough. That's making me get sad.
For all of those people who've joined us, for all those people who've come here.
Oh, this is still part of it?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Who've shared in Todd's comedy in the years after he passed.
Who is this talking, by the way?
Well, I wrote the Todd Glass story. I'm the premier professor of comedy who researches Todd Glass. I had the privilege of coming on to his show, and this was almost 10 years ago. I came on the show, and we talked about was appropriate in comedy, and from my professorial academic background.
Even though some other comedians never gone up to Todd, he was always a forward thinker. You know, there was the most famous episode of when James and Nomi came on and was almost laughing at Todd. Now, these guys were friends, you have to understand, and they had a respect for each other. So, not to take it out of context, but if you listen to that show, the podcast, James is literally writing him off. He's not seeing the brilliance that can be done with podcasting at the time, that you can be silly and then also be very serious. And it's almost like you think, oh, my God, hold on, I'm not done here with my...
I've edited this together, and you don't come in yet. This is my... You don't come in. What editor would start rolling in the second guy? Well, the first guy was talking.
I think it crossfaded here.
No, there's no...
It was almost...
Hello?
It was almost as if...
This is still my editorial.
It was almost as if he had an inhuman obsession with being serious on a comedy podcast.
You know, there's no doubt about it that James looked archaic now, thinking back. Still coming on the show and making horrible, mean jokes. The most famous Glenn Campbell comments that he said were always insensitive. And if you played those now, Todd had a way, especially after he did the Mark Maron show.
People are still in memory of me saying it that way.
When Todd when Todd became a Mark Maron, which... Eventually, who would have ever thought that people would not call gay anymore? They called it, I'm Mark Maron. And that certainly spread around the community.
He came out at a time in America when
was very difficult and hard and ended up being respected.
I totally interrupted you.
He was a hero to so many people. Todd Glass, his famous speech...
And we should we should have a flag that says, I accept everybody. And empathy is not a competition.
And he was going to have won that presidential election, running as the first openly gay Todd Glass for the office of presidency on an independent ticket. And that's when a lot of us think the CIA got him.
Here's back to the speech. Like, you know, when they have the documentary, then they layer in some of my speech. And let's make this very clear.
You're just AFK.
Listen, I chicken out. This is like, now looking back at my life, you can see this moment I'm about to do. I had no backbone for a little bit in my career. Ready? And let's make it very clear. These people can spread rumors that I am gay. I am not gay. I was a stand-up comic, and I did an Andy Kaufman-like bit. I am bisexual. Because at that point, I think we'll accept the bisexual president.
The Todd Glass Show.
Here's a guy.
I don't want to talk about any of the stuff where I'm smoking pot.
Here's a guy that won't. His voice sounds like he's dumb, but he won't have any hate on his show. He sounds like a dumb guy, but when anyone says, try to say something just a teeny bit, not completely, he's brilliant, this guy, but he has a dumb guy voice.
Right.
And when you try to come on a show and say anything, even the slightest bit, sexist, homophobic, racist, okay, here we go.
Well, you know,
now we're back with the comedian today, and we are sitting across James Adobe. Go ahead.
The problem.
Why you do more normal voice so people can understand you.
All right, I'll do the bit.
Yes.
All right, start over.
I didn't like my dumb guy voice. I wanted to make him really
dumb. I was going to say, now that you open it up to notes, I was going to say, Todd, that was a dumb guy, but he's not going to be on the air anywhere. You know what? Also, maybe...
Stop it.
Hey, stick with the bit. It might pull it out.
As long as it's up for notes. Now, all of a sudden, you were just waiting there to criticize my dumb guy voice.
Yeah.
Well, now that we can talk about it, I didn't know it was a thing.
Yeah, now that we're really throwing them back and forth.
Your dumb guy voice was over the top.
Todd Glass would pull you in for a guest spot on his podcast, and he would be the only hostile podcast in town.
Oh, this is them talking about me?
Yeah. Yo, there's the guy they interviewed the last half hour of the Todd Glass story. It's like, he was an asshole.
He was an asshole. He got me kicked out of 4 different clubs for not laughing at his shows.
No, bring Des' mic down a little. No reverb. Sorry, you're picking the wax up all over. You're getting me nervous.
Yeah, Todd Glass, you know, but made people laugh. never made me laugh.
Wait, hold on. I got to stop you. Who's this talking? I love that we keep bouncing back to, it's my, what do you call it? You die, and then it's the story of your life.
Yeah. It's like several years after.
And they always...
Todd Glass was an American comedian.
He's a guy who only says the most obvious thing. You just got it from your Wikipedia page.
Todd Glass was one of the top 5 or 30 people born on December 12th.
He just wants to get interviewed so bad, but when they come to him, he can't say, to tell you the truth, I didn't know him that good.
He's literally looking over at his notes.
Like, he owns a comedy club, so they always...
Todd started in Philly. He's trying to sound important, though.
Yeah.
Todd started in Philadelphia, and he had some great success, and he was known as a touring stand-up comedian in the United States of America during the 90s and 2000s. And then he was on Last Comic Standing.
Hey, wait, hold on. I got to stop
America
you.
I
got to stop you. It's so obvious. He's just reading... He's reading the Bible. Play that music more. I love... okay, you ready? Okay, so he's just obviously reading my bio. This guy... But he's trying to make it sound personal. Go ahead.
You know, the thing about Todd Glass, people remember his comedy and they laugh. But what they don't remember is that Todd Glass was born in 1964. He was an American comedian. And he was originally from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Life and career, personal life. You know, Todd came out. People didn't know he was gay.
Everything else to be.
And then he went on a podcast and said that he was gay, and people accepted him, and it was a thing. And then there was his whole career in his comedy.
This guy,
Thin Pig.
Has he ever hung out with me? This guy at all?
No.
No. Why won't he just tell them he doesn't know anything? He just because he wants
Wait,
to be interviewed?
Keep going. I shouldn't read it. I don't want to actually read it. It's better when I don't actually read it. Todd was...
Oh, I got it. Let me be the interviewer, but you never really work me in. You just have what you have to say, so you're not really listening to what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, it's a 2-1 interview. You know, they do a shot in, like, Barbara Walters and a guest.
Barbara Walters.
And then they're playing this in my... It's like if Barbara Walters really did interview him in real life, they're playing a clip from that in the whole synopsis of, you know, when you're dead. What do they call it? They put it all together.
Don't worry, standing by here on the other end of the military microphone.
On the other end of the bit.
On the other end.
Go ahead. This is, I forgot what I was going to do. Oh, I'm interviewing you.
You're interviewing me.
Okay, go ahead. Play the music again.
To do a different voice. Well, when comedians think of Todd, what will be most remembered by him?
Well, I want to thank you for having me on your show. I watch it all the time. I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan of your public affairs network show, TPM. And I want to say that as someone who knew Todd Glass very, very well.
Remember, he does it. He does not. He's reading my bio, remember. Or he's remembering.
I understood the bit. I know exactly where we were. I wasn't lost. I knew where we were in the bit. Huh?
I thought the audience might have gotten lost.
I was getting there organically. Oh, you're not giving me in, though. You're giving the audience.
The audience,
okay,
I was saying.
Right. They need to catch up.
Yeah. Go back to it.
Okay,
this guy,
okay.
he's talking. He got to talk in my documentary. Doesn't know anything about
me.
And this guy has some questions.
It's also a little bit questionable about whether maybe Todd Glass faked his death and he's actually just reading this documentary.
There's a mysterious executive producer on the project. And if you pause the documentary in a few places, you can see Todd Glass walking around in the background.
Shut the fuck up.
You can see the reflection in the camera.
Fade out.
In people's sunglasses.
I got it. Let's do something a little different. Seriously, because I want this show to have a different flavor than the early show. So let's that. By the way, every time we bounce back into
God, we were on the gold. We had it. We were on gold.
Every time going back to the voices, it just sounds so much like it. They edit it together, and there's always a guy like that.
I love that your guy was
had a voice that would never. Thank you. He would never.
Finally,
he would never host a public affairs show. He was like, Douglas was the guy who made him laugh. Welcome to ABC. Like, why is
that so true?
Why is he a television broadcaster?
That is so true. That would have been from like 1950.
Right. Smoking on the air. Yeah.
This guy, welcome to ABC. That said it all. It would be more of a regular voice. You're right. I should have done my regular voice.
Right.
That's why you laughed. I should have said, when Todd's going to be remembered, what do most comedians are going to think when they think of Todd Glass?
Well, most people know that Todd Glass was an incredible comedian.
makes sense.
Todd Glass had been on Last Comic Standing, and that's when the world fell in love with him. But what people don't also realize is that Todd Glass performed a lot at the Upright Citizens Brigade. He would perform frequently, not only in Los Angeles, but in his hometown of Philadelphia.
Explain, when Todd killed himself, it was in the weirdest way. Explain that to the audience that's never heard
Todd
of it.
Todd Glass was born in 1964 in Philadelphia, so he really had a connection to that city. And he would go back whenever he could. And it was like when he was on Last Comic Standing. James,
I love you. The fact that you remembered that. Again, I asked him a specific question about his death, and then he's telling everybody what year I was born. From Philadelphia. He doesn't even remember
he's
my
stuck,
whole bio.
He's stuck on the first part of the thing.
No one thought that Todd would end up taking out 75 people at the mall.
Sure.
When his family got the news, what he had done.
His family in Philadelphia was heartbroken because they had grown to love Todd Glass from his appearances on Last Comic Standing and the Mark Maron radio podcast where he came out of the closet.
Shut the fuck up!
I got him, Roman! I got him! I got him! And when I got Todd, I got him, folks!
Oh, my
boy, oh, boy, that's podcasting!
Oh, my God! Jesus Christ! Oh, my God!
You know, I like being on your show, Todd. Can I get the microphone changed? Could I get it back to it? Could I get it back in the devil voice? Could I get the devil voice for 5 seconds?
Hold on
a second. Could I do a thing?
Oh, I'm sorry. I got to get you out of. Hold on
a second.
Let's do something a little different.
Guys,
that was, by the way, the fact that that is the funniest guy. He knows nothing about me. Still, first of all, why would my family learn to love me by my appearances on Jimmy Kimmel and The Late Show?
Here, do one more. And literally, as an interviewer, get confused at why did we bring you in here, okay?
So, okay. Yeah. So we're going to go. I keep telling, you know what your new nickname's going to be? Poor Chris. Meaning, like, I feel bad for you. Like, when I go, poor Chris, I have to, because you were going in one direction with Glenn Campbell. Now I need you to go back to the piano music. So it's like, poor Chris over there. Andrew, I'm going to tell you one more time, making funny faces behind Chris's back.
Fuck you!
All right, listen, shh, everybody. That guy, what a great character, knows nothing about me. And I'm going to say, why? How did you know him? And all you can do is repeat things from my bio.
Yes.
You done?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead, back to the interview. I don't know why I'm putting the other voice on you, but to me it makes
it sound
real.
And that was really the best that Todd Glass gave us from Philadelphia. Last Comic Standing came out on Mark Maron Radio Podcast.
I'm a
touring comedian.
Your friendship began where?
wikipedia.org/ToddGlass/article.htm.
And when did you first develop that you two... why am I here?
Google.com. Advanced search, Todd Glass, bio.
And I'm a little bit confused here. What was your relationship with him? friend? How long did you know each other? How long is your friendship? You
don't 1964 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. All the way right up until he was a touring national last comic standing on the Mark Maron radio podcast where he came out of the closet.
That's all he's got. All right, here we go. All right, now, I want to know something. I think that we should try something a little different.
No. Okay, folks, here's the thing. Here's the thing.
You have any more
mean
things up your sleeve? Do the woman that's standing her ground. The woman that's standing her ground. Is that too hard? Crank it up. Put some echo in his voice.
We will go back. I put booby traps all over the place, so when you get your back rolled alley-alley, it's going to snap and bite your dick off, asshole.
That sleeping bag that you wanted me to leave behind the couch?
Yeah.
I took it and I threw it in the garbage. Go fuck yourself, get a hotel. I'm not a place to park your stupid cock every time you're in. Working at your diminishing numbers at the local club where you perform. When you used to perform to 1,500 and now it's only 40.
She knows all the details.
Yeah.
And I loved you when you were something and now you're nothing. Look, congratulations on Reno. Congratulations. I hope the weekend is great for you. You know what, bitch? I don't need to be disrespected like this is shit, okay? My kids are better than your other bitches' kids, okay? And they don't need your fucking money because they have an education.
And you go right back to the song. Or forgiven when I walk. I bet I could sing this song. I was joking around. Hold on. Let me see. Hold on. Really? Shh. No joking. Moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memories. And for your just gentle on my mind.
Let's sing it.
Okay.
Let's just sing it.
Through wheat fields and clotheslines and junkyards and the highways come between us. And some other woman crying to her mother cause she turned the... All right, I fucked it up. All right, fade out. So we had fun. What, I can't have fun once in a while? This is my show. This is what eventually Katie's going to do. She's going to take that echo button and glue it on all the way. And that's all you'll hear is echo like this right now. Hello?
Episode.
Hello?
Here's what's going to happen. Here's what's going to happen. There's going to be a whirlwind of a tornado that's going to come through with sound effects and voices. And hey, hold on a second. Wait for a second if I ask for it. Suddenly I'm in the Twilight Zone. How did I get in the Twilight Zone? Where suddenly I'm echoing in an echo chamber. Oh, there's a nightmare. Look at it. Oh, there. See, he gets it. I'm on stage, but it's in a Twilight Zone stage. So I'm surrounded by a desert, and it's almost like it's a Salvador Dali painting. All right, tip your bartender, everybody. It's the gay police. They suddenly showed up. Hey, what if we do something different? Shh. Why would you do that? Why would you make a sound like that? Why would anybody make a sound like that in the middle of a show?
I'm tasering you. You don't realize I'm really tasering you. All right, lower the music. Lower everything. This party's just getting started, motherfuckers. This is the Todd Glass Show, and we'll be right back right after this. Hold the fuck on. We'll be right back.
The Todd Glass Show.
We're back. Tom Likas is our guest. We're going to take calls like we haven't taken them in a long time.
You've
Tom
got
Likas,
it.
There is the voice that you haven't heard in the Los Angeles area.
1-800-5800-TOM.
He is back, and I'll tell you what, he is excited to get on these microphones. Tom Likas has not been on
Todd
the
Todd Glass, thanks for having me on the show.
Thank you very much, and we are so excited to take calls.
Well, that's right. We're taking calls here. Todd, we're coming back to the airwaves of April. April, we're coming back! You hear what I'm talking about?
Now, what station are you going to be on, Tom?
Well, 6 years ago, we were on 97.1. KLSX, you know what I'm talking about? The FM talk station.
How long were you on the station, Tom?
I was on a flagship show on the station for the last 12 years. You know what I'm talking about?
Hold on. I'm going to make it a caller. He's calling in. Yes, go ahead.
1-800-5... Oh, I'm calling. We're looking...
Yeah, Tom and Likas is on the phone.
1-800-5800-TOM. You're on with Tom, you know? I always think that I'm answering the phone. Yeah,
that's what I was just thinking. No, Tom, you're getting out of order here. We're
1-800. We go down to Todd Glass at the Todd Glass Show in Temecula. You're over Tom.
Hey, wait, hold on. This is the way I see it going. Because I can't follow it. No, I did not call you. You're calling my radio station.
Okay, we're calling. Here we are, rigging it up, and dialing a deer.
And on my show.
1-800-5800-TOM is your toll-free telephone number. Yellow.
Hello, Tom? We're just going to delete this bit that I was just trying to get started.
I know. He calls up. He's even trying to order a pizza or something. So good.
Domino's.
1-800-5800-TOM is the toll-free telephone number. Here we are with Tom,
No, no matter who he calls, I get it. I get it. Hold on. Watch it one more time. So Tom Likas just dials people since he hasn't had a radio show. So he just keeps dialing people. And then when they call, he does that every time. Do we have a dial sound?
Making sure I dial
it. Hello, Domino's.
1-800-5800-TOM is your toll-free telephone number. Marcus at Domino's, you're with Tom, hello.
Yeah, Domino's, how can I help you?
I don't care! You know what I'm talking about?
He dials somebody else. Go ahead. He hangs up. Once they don't respect him, he cuts them off. Tom Lake is redialing somebody.
Hello, Home Depot.
1-800-5800-TOM is your toll-free telephone. We're all with Home Depot. Wow. Do you care?
Is Home Depot, can I help you?
Hello? Well, I don't know if you can help me, dear. What I'm looking for is wood planks.
I'm a man. I'm a man.
Oh, are you really a man? Are you married? Then you're a pussy.
I don't have to listen to you.
You're a pussy.
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Well, we'll take it out of 15 minutes past the hour. You're listening to a show program not hosted by a right-wing wacko or a convicted felon. No! This is a show where you get to talk about the issues.
Kentucky Fried Chicken, can I help you?
Really care about it. I'm looking for a bucket of chicken.
Yes, how much chicken?
I bet you.
Beverly Hills Chevrolet.
You're talking to Tom, you know?
Yeah, Beverly Hills Chevrolet.
1-800-5800-TOM on a freaky Friday. We're on a flash Friday. We're signing racks.
Yeah, Devin. Hello, Beverly Hills Chevrolet. How can
down
I help
the
you?
Chevrolet. Look, we're coming down. We're signing racks at the Chevrolet next Saturday. We're hoping we can book it so we can sign some racks down at the Chevrolet here with Tom Likas.
Yeah, what are you? Who is this?
I'm Tom Likas with Tom Likas Show. The only show on the right-wing records. No. I am your dad and your professor.
You're out of your goddamn mind.
You're
this is
welcome,
Beverly Hills Chevrolet.
Son. You're welcome,
this guy's a
son.
Fucking idiot. I'm hanging
dump
up on
that
him.
That bitch. Take me out, Mariah style.
Staples.
I don't care. What do you have to say? I gotta dial each number, but I don't have anything on speed dial. I live in Tom Likas.
Starbucks.
It's 7 minutes before the hour. You're tuned to the Tom Likas program. We're up with Starbucks, yellow.
Yeah, this is Starbucks.
Is this the Starbucks down on Melrose, yellow?
Yes, it is. How can I help you?
Okay, we're here at 7 minutes before the hour. Wondering if you're still gonna be open at 15 minutes past the hour. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, we're open till 11 tonight.
Listen, son.
Son? I'm like a 45-year-old man.
Likas 101. If you're not going to do the time, don't get involved with that bitch. You know what I'm talking about?
Who is this?
1-844-415-815.
Oh, he does it as he dials out, too. Albertsons.
I'm not hosted by a right-wing wacko and a convicted felon. No! Take us down here.
Yeah,
Albertsons, yellow.
Yeah, Albertsons.
Yes. We want to know. I want to know.
Who is this?
This is Tom Likas with Tom Likas Show.
Who is this?
You're
it's not.
Time.
Who is
don't
this?
Don't talk. You're sniveling. Typical woman.
I'm a 48-year-old man, and
you
I'm answering.
Fat. You are a gold digging whore.
What are you talking? Who is this?
I'm telling it like it is.
Is this Bill?
Men.
Bill.
This is Tom Likas with
is
Tom
this
Likas
Bill?
Show.
Oh, it's Bill.
If you have milk on sale there, if it's from the organic dairy down.
Who is this? Come on, who is this? It's not Tom Likas.
We're looking
for
cottage cheese and cheese. We're looking for food to make sure our gullet's still blubbering.
Who is this?
Tom, down to Albertsons at 15 minutes past the hour.
Is this Tom Likas?
Yes, Tom, you're over Tom.
This is Tom Likas, isn't it?
How do you care?
Do I care? I'm a huge fan. What are you calling my supermarket
for? Thank you, dear.
Well, I'm not a deer.
What's your question for the professor?
I can't believe you're calling me at my supermarket. Tom.
I'm doing great.
Tom, should I say dad?
Yeah, thank you, son.
This would be his dream come true. It would only happen once a day when someone would actually recognize him.
And then he cold calls everyone.
And he'd pop a boner. Yeah, I have a question for you.
I'm coming back on the air in April. You should listen up.
Well,
cold calling everybody in Los Angeles so that they know the Tom Likas show coming back.
Well, here's my question for you.
If we don't get callers, we're calling you.
Here's my question.
You're the Tom Likas show.
Can I ask my question?
What is your question, son?
I have, after so many years, have been in bad relationships, finally met a girl.
You're a pussy.
Well, I finally met a girl that I really love. Now, I still want to follow.
You love her.
Well, I still want to follow.
You love her.
Yeah,
does
yeah.
Does she give good pork? Is she porking your boulder?
The dumbest thing in the world.
I don't care if you're in love.
Well, hold on. Tom, do you feel...
If you're in love, go down to a gay bar and listen to their Depeche Mode night. And go dance around with some 300-pound land whales. You know what I'm talking about? If you really want to get pork deep in a nice pork shank, you're going to go on down and find a woman who hates herself. You know what I'm talking about, son?
Yeah, but you're not really...
Because a woman who hates herself...
You're not...
Like all Latin women, like all women who are poor or struggling or have responsibilities or had fathers who didn't love them, you go down to them and you pull them by their hair, and they are going to slobber that blubber until 7 minutes past the hour. You know what I'm talking about?
You're not really listening to my question.
I don't listen.
Well, then why am I talking to you?
All I want to do is you listen while you shout. coming up 97 Blob Blob.
All right, let's...
America's Blob Station.
Here's what I'd like to do. I'd like, Tom, if you don't mind, to take some...
I'll take you out Whitney Houston style.
Oh, yeah, remember... It was always take you out.
And it was always a stupid, offensive thing.
Yeah, right? Yeah. It was always the most... Tom, I want you to take me out with a cop beating an innocent person, you know?
You got it!
Hey! I'm just jaywalking!
Bam! You get the fuck!
I'm jaywalking!
LAPD, motherfucker!
It'll be like,
here on the Tom Likas show, we'll be back after this break.
Tom,
and a commercial consideration for baldness therapy.
Hold on, can we play a? Can we play?
I loved all of his ads during his show.
Oh, his persona was like, I'm the guy who gets pussy. But then he would go like, and when he'd do the ads in between the actual segments, he'd be like, man, I know a Viagra alternative that's better than Viagra. Or him be like, are you suffering from baldness and I got a DUI lately?
That's
right. For my 50 to 70 year old demographic.
Hold on. Go be the guy, which is basically him. Here's how you know what his audience really is. So
right.
Do like the last 30 seconds of him on the air, all talk, and then go to the ad he goes to. Okay, ready? Okay. Like you just said, okay, go ahead.
So I don't care if she screams a moat. You keep that pecker down that throat until you're sure that she's not getting a baby out of it. You know what I'm talking about? Several minutes before the hour, we'll be right out with this on the Tom Likas radio show. Do, 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 do. Hey, Tom Likas fans. Are you suffering from lesions all over your sexual regions? From the loose sex that you've had? Then go to the STD clinic. Oh, the only STD clinic endorsed by Tom Likas. The Tom Gub.
Obviously,
you can scoot, you can splooge your luge, and then come on down to get your shooter cleaned out. They got specials if you mention Tom Likas and cough.
Oh my!
If you mention Todd Likas and you moan because your piss hurts, you'll get a discount.
Are we allowed to do this now? Is this insensitive comedy?
There's a lot. What if Todd Glass came back on the... Todd Glass.
Oh, why I didn't have you on the microphone?
If Tom Likas... No,
that whole
fine.
Bit was ruined. I'll have to do it in post.
It was ruined.
Hold on. If Todd Glass... If,
Go ahead. It's always the wrong way, no matter which one I want to do.
Yeah.
If Tom Likas comes back on the air and he's like, I learned the lesson.
You know, folks, I'm just grateful to be broadcasting.
Oh, and he's not mean anymore?
You know, folks, I took
a real break. I took a real break, and I'm lucky to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints for putting me back on the air.
Tom, hello?
Hello, dear. You are a special angel of God. It's not Mormon. It should be 95 point. You're listening to 95 point. This is, folks, you'd hear that Tom Likas was going to be coming back on the air, but I got a big surprise for you. I'm back on 99.5, the Christian broadcasting station here in Los Angeles. I've had a real turnaround in those 2 years since I was on the air.
Hold on. So now everything he says, it's still with his girth and everything he does, but it's all, okay, so can I be the caller?
Yeah, yeah.
We're taking calls, and praise the Lord here on the Tom Likas Show. We are on with Todd. You're calling from Hollywood. God bless you, you're on with Tom. Yellow.
Yeah, Tom, could you welcome me in with someone praying for peace for everybody?
Okay, you got it.
Instead of take me out. Yeah, well, listen, hey, Tom, my name is Joe, and I love your show.
Joe, are you worshiping the Lord?
I am worshiping the
Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Very aggressive. Well, yes, I do worship the Lord, Tom, and I just wanted to say that I don't get to go to church every Sunday, but I do believe that
don't get to go to church every Sunday. You're going to call up on my show whining and saying, I'm good.
No, well,
me and Jesus Christ, we're fine. Let me tell you something. If you're not down there on your knees, bowing to your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ the way he demands to, then you're not going to see him.
You don't think I can
You're not going to see the kingdom of heaven.
You don't think I can have a special relationship
with... You are going to hell.
Even though that I live a good life?
Here on the Tom Likas Show, going to take you out hellfire style.
let's take one more call. Okay, go ahead, caller. You're on the air. You're talking to the new Tom Likas.
Hello, you're over Tom. Hello.
Hey, Tom, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I love
you. We're all with Marcus and Temecula. You're over Tom.
I love the show. I was married about because of my wife was from another country. She had to come over here. We lived together for a month before we got married.
Amen. To getting married.
Yes, but we were married. But I thought he would. More yell at him for not being married for the 1 month because he's the new Tom.
All right, go for it.
So we were married.
Let's take that bidding back again. Let's do another call.
Okay, let's take another caller. That guy was out of his mind. You know, it's hard to think of new voices. I don't know how you guys do it over at the UCB.
The UCB, a sensational comedy act. 1-800-5800-TOM is your toll-free telephone number. You're on 95.5 Christian Radio with Tom. Hey, hello. We're talking to Danny in Santa Monica. You're on Tom. Hello.
Hey, Tom.
Hello, Danny.
I know you think that a guy, once he loves a girl,
I'm doing great.
You think that a guy should... I've been dating for 2 years. Now, you're total...
You've been dating for 2 years.
Yeah, she wants to get married.
She wants to marry you. Of course she does, because she's a woman. All women want to get married. You know what I'm talking about? The way you get a woman is that you offer to marry her... And that she is whole under the eyes of the Lord if she has a husband over her. You know what I'm talking about? So you get that woman and you marry her and you stick with her for life and you make sure she knows she is yours. Then you will feel like a real man. You know what I'm talking about?
It is
too easy to go out there and just pork a woman.
So you're saying, I don't understand. You're saying in no circumstances a woman ever wrong?
Let me tell you what Likas 701 is. Likas 701, I'm going to go over it. Always marry your chick. Chicks like rings.
Chicks like what?
Chicks like rings.
Oh, they like rings.
I love this, Tom. I love to hear from this perspective. This would be so funny if this is how I had to come back on the air.
Tom Likas Show, you're listening to a show not dedicated to simple worship, not acting like the Lord owes me any favors. No! You're listening to the show, the only radio show, where I give everything to Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Huh. 7 minutes before the hour. It's Flash Friday. We're signing racks.
What kind of racks?
We're signing racks of Bibles.
Oh.
We'll sign your rack of Bibles.
Bring your Bible down to the Church of the Way on Sherman Way in Northridge, and we'll be signing your Bible rack.
Here's the great thing. Here's the great thing about doing bits. When you miss, I want to wrap this up, but I want to go back to the old Tom Likas, who is just the worst guy in the world, and the smartest woman in the world can call, and he'll never. How are we doing with time?
We're way over.
What time is it?
Oh, geez.
7:50.
Oh, we have to wrap it up.
We have to wrap it up. Todd, what did we learn today?
We learned to change my microphone over when I want to talk with myself.
Oh, Jesus, can I say that was a ride? We have to wrap it up.
It was fun. Todd, it's good to be. I think we taught people about some very interesting concepts for future comedy.
Hello, this is Tom Likas.
I wish I could do it. Could you teach me how to do it?
Yeah, you could do a Rodney Dangerfield.
Take a Rodney Dangerfield, okay. and then what you do is you choke yourself. Okay?
Choking yourself.
How you doing? This is Tom. But then you choke yourself,
and then you take a plunger and you jam it up your butt.
Okay, hold on.
America, and then all of a sudden you're gonna hit yourself with a car. Boom, Tom Likas, yo, hello.
Oh, Todd,
we gotta wrap it up. Why don't we go shows to do?
Todd,
why don't you come here next time with nowhere to go?
I don't know. I'm a busy man. Oh yeah, I'm
busy my ass. I've seen your roster. Tumbleweeds.
He's like, you kidding me? My homepage is your touring page. I do a lot of reloading without new content.
This is Tom Likas. How's that?
That's a guy filling in for Tom Likas. Tom Likas is out with throat cancer. And they get the traffic guy in to pretend to be Tom Likas, but he doesn't know how to hate people enough to pull it off.
Go ahead. Hold on. Let's switch mics
again. Hold on. I'm going to do this. Oh, wait.
No, keep that on.
No, I can't. It's wet. So is mine. It's okay.
Okay.
Hello? This is Tom Likas. Yep.
So you call in. They say you have to be meaner, Jerry, or whatever it is. I make him Jerry.
Put a helicopter sound in because he's still clearly the traffic guy in the helicopter, but he's pretending to be the host of the show.
Do we have a helicopter sound? You can get one, but we'll have to take a little. You have to go.
It's worth it. We'll do the thing. Do the traffic copter.
This is Tom Likas.
And he's never mean enough. He's never mean enough to those people that call in.
Wow, it's a 5-car pileup. He has to get out.
I don't know if I can follow this bit. Wait, my mom's here. I go for that. I'll do that joke. I don't give a shit. Keep doing it. Who's here? Every time someone's here, who's here? Who's
Somebody's jacking one of the cars downstairs.
No, who's here? You have to say who's here. Beep
who's
the
here?
Horn.
Whoa, who's here?
You know, oh, my grandmother's here to pick me up.
Oh, okay. Who's there?
You have to say.
Oh, I do one. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I do the first cheesy one. Beep
okay.
the horn.
Okay.
Oh, my grandmother's here to pick me up.
Get out of the way, asshole.
What do you do? Stop at a red light.
Fuck you!
All right. Oh, shit.
Pizza time.
Let's not do the Tom Likas. We got to say goodbye.
We got to say goodbye?
All right. This last night, I want to say I was at Katie's show.
Yeah.
And had a blast.
Oh, did you do the Comedy Palace?
I did it last
James
night.
Has done it's a classic show. It again.
I don't know. Somewhere in March.
Did you headline? March. I'm headlining.
29th.
I close shows. I don't headline.
Oh, I headline. That's right.
Gay police are here.
So wait. Listen, so I want to thank you. Hold we have on. To wrap it up. You got to go.
Todd, it's been a pleasure. It's been a journey. I want to say that you're the most this is the biggest treasure I have in my life. I like this podcast. You know why I like the Todd Glass podcast? Because it keeps it gentle on my mind.
Can I tell you something?
What?
I was wrong. I didn't think you'd admit it.
Todd, the reason I like your
I'd like you to wrap up and sing us out of here and as good as you can. Todd. Don't joke around.
Yeah. It's knowing that your podcast is always open and you desperately need me.
And you're my favorite guest and I think I had so much fun. I'm so glad you came by today.
It's the fact that nobody's listening and there's no downloads and nobody's gonna critique me that I feel so fun. It's easy on my mind.
That's why I don't want to charge, because I think I'd feel guilty
putting shit like this out into the podcast ears of people all over the world.
Cause you're low grade, nobody listens on my mind. Or something that you know about doing podcast doesn't translate. I nobody cares cause I don't listen.
Try to sing it for real.
Or something that somebody said gets edited out because you thought it didn't fit into the bit.
Watch this. This is going to be good. Hold the fuck on. Echo. Echo. Hello. I don't know where to start in.
I don't know where to begin it out.
Hold on. I got it. Hold on. Is there echo? That's moving. Nah, I don't like the way I sound. Do Tom Likas singing the rest of it. Yeah, take us out.
Can we just start that?
No, just take us out of here. Okay, start it over. Okay, we're saying goodbye. Turn my echo off. Should it be Tom Likas on the phone? I think it should be.
We'll do all the characters that we want. We could just do all the characters from the rest of the show.
Put this back with Tom Likas and the thing.
We're switching mics again. So I'm saying goodbye, everybody. We're going to take you out of here with Tom. Sorry for the mic noise. It's all cool. It's all good. It's all good. It's all good. Everybody, I'm talking you through it.
Okay, there we go.
Tom, I want to thank you. Are you on the line, Tom?
1-800-5800-TOM is your toll-free. It's Tom Likas in space. Space Likas.
Space Likas.
1-0-0-1-1-0-0-1-1-1-0-0-digital.
Hold on.
Downloading from Mars.
We have to go.
Zorblot on Venus, you're on with Tom, yellow.
Tom Likas, we want to thank you for stopping by. I wish I could go further with this bit, but I can't because you have to go. Hold on. Stop. I get what you're doing. It's an old trick. You make yourself look like the good guy. You're starting a bit that obviously could go in so many directions, and I smell it.
Right.
But it looks like I'm putting the what do you call it, the bosh? What's the word?
The kibosh?
Yeah.
Take the thing off me. It's so ridiculous.
Oh, let's do this bit. Let's take a break. We'll find the right sound effect for it, and you'll do your fucking Tom Likas from space. You got nowhere to go, right? You have time?
No, I don't.
Then why are you doing this to me?
We can't stop, Todd. It's fun.
You know I'm kidding, right?
I know, but they don't.
Okay, listen. Everybody knows. Yeah. So, Tom, are you there?
I'm talking about.
So, you're going to take us out singing Gentle on My Mind. Tom Likas has been our guest. He's got a new show here in Los Angeles. Goodbye, everybody. Thank you very much. Thank you, Sam. Thank you, Sensitive. Thank you, Chris Burden. Thank you, Katie Levine.
Cut the last half hour out, and we'll go straight to this.
Oh, I'm not going to leave that in.
Cut the last hour and a half out.
It's my favorite thing to say. Oh, I'm not going to leave that in. When clearly we left it in.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. You know what I'm talking about? What makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch? Bitch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds. And the ink stains and cum stains that are dried up sometimes. That keeps you fat and lazy by the rivers of my memory. That keeps you ever porking on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks that I be planted on, your bitch. 1-800-BITCH. Or doing something. I'm doing great! Because we fit together like a piece of pie and a piece of cake. I'm fat, but I get a lot of pussy. A lot of lonesome railroad dragons by. And you're moving, getting fatter, looking stupid. You're a woman. Suck on my dick. Gentle on my bye. Through the wheat fields in a shallow grave, buried and your head cut off, oh yeah. I burned your body and sent a letter to the police saying they'd never find you. I'm a serial killer, I might as well be. I hate women so much. Tom Likas, it was Tom Likas show. I think they should all be slaughtered. Stupid bitches. I'm gonna cut your face in half. Bye-bye.
If we can't satirize and make fun of Tom Likas, I'm scared
I
shitless.
I dip my cup of soup back from the gurgling, crackling cauldron of my voice. My spirit of blabber Morgan Black, and I got a coal pile stuck in my face. Listen to my throat, it sounds like mustard inside. Throw cup hands, blubber and blubber, and I'm gonna save the world. I'm gonna scramble. I get a breast, I get a pussy. You know, a giant rock, give me a pussy, a thigh. Give me, I need a woman. Desperate. Just someone to touch me. I'm doing great! On my mind, stay away from me.
Oh my god.
You're not getting half of my shit, bitch.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.